Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Welcome to your Morning Boost and a very happy Thursday to our incredible school leaders. Yesterday, we tackled a physical fight with a restorative mindset. Today, we're shifting gears to a challenge that's popping up more and more in our digital world. A student using artificial intelligence to write an English paper. No citations, just completely copied and pasted. This isn't about plagiarism. It's about academic honesty and the whole point of learning. Let's explore how restorative practices can really get to the heart of this situation. So let's break down this scenario. Ms. Davis, an English teacher, suspects one of her students, Chloe, has used an AI tool to write her persuasive essay. The writing is perfect, but it just doesn't sound like Chloe, and there are no citations. After checking it out, it's clear the entire paper was made by AI. So here's a restorative way to deal with this academic honesty issue. Right away, we're going to need to talk to Chloe privately, and instead of accusing her, just share what you've noticed and your concerns. Chloe, I've seen some things in your essay that are different from your usual writing. Can you tell me about how you wrote this paper? Listen to her explanation without cutting her off. Let her explain. Once it's clear that AI was used without proper credit, shift the conversation to the harm caused. This harm isn't just one thing. It's a few different things. It harms Chloe herself because she missed a chance to learn and actually hurt her own academic growth. It harms the teacher because trust has been broken, and it's harder to tell what Chloe has really learned. It harms her classmates because it creates an unfair advantage and cheapens the honest work put in by other students. And it also harms the learning community as a whole because it messes with the integrity of the academic environment. A really strong question to ask Chloe would be, when you decided to use AI like this, what impact do you think that has on my ability to trust your work or on your own learning? This is a crucial teachable moment. A lot of students might not fully get what it means to use AI this way or where the ethical lines are. This is our chance to educate Chloe on proper citations, how to be honest in research, and how AI is supposed to be a tool for learning, not a replacement for her own thoughts. Give clear examples of when AI can be used appropriately, like for brainstorming ideas, outlining, checking grammar, versus when it's not okay. Emphasize how valuable her own voice and critical thinking is. Now, there's a lot of research out on this topic, and it shows that a restorative approach, when combined with teaching, can really help students understand the academic honesty issues and encourage personal growth and building skills. Working together to come up with a plan to make things right and stop it from happening again, that is our goal. This could mean Chloe might have to rewrite the paper, showing genuine effort and understanding of the topic, and then following all the rules for academic honesty. Maybe it'll be on a new topic or a slightly different assignment just to help make sure it's her original work. She might also need to attend a workshop or complete a module on academic integrity, ethical AI use, and proper research methods. To rebuild trust, Chloe should maybe even agree to meet with Ms. Davis regularly to talk about her writing process for future assignments, showing she's being open and willing to learn. Maybe she could even give a presentation to the class if she feels up to that about ethical AI use, because certainly there is a lot of students that can learn from that. Finally, we're going to get to Chloe's parents. We need to tell them about what happened and, again, our restorative plan. Frame it again as a learning opportunity, not just a disciplinary action. In this case, having Chloe lead parts of the conversation with her parents is going to be really effective. Things like mom or dad, I want to tell you about a mistake I made with my English paper and what Ms. Davis and I have decided and what I need to do to fix it. It really empowers Chloe to take ownership and show that she's growing in responsibility. Dealing with AI plagiarism through a restorative lens isn't about letting students off the hook. It's about holding them accountable in a way that builds integrity, critical thinking, and a deep respect for learning. It turns a disciplinary problem into a powerful lesson in ethics and personal responsibility, giving students the tools to navigate the ever-changing academic world with honesty. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this week so far. We have one more lesson again tomorrow as we wrap up this week on restorative practices. But like I said, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.